This is Krista M. Gelter from Feel Good in Body, Mind, Heart, and Spirit. Today I have for you the 10th article in my weight loss series, Your Body, Your Fuel. I hope you enjoy it. Each food has special qualities. A same food will have a different result in each person's body. Food's main purposes in the body are to provide energy, building materials, cleanup, maintenance, and repair. Fuel is to your car what food is to your body. Carbohydrates have been criticized, made to appear as the enemy, and many have unnecessarily eliminated them from their diet. Remember when the media swore eggs would kill you, then years later heralded their benefits? Mother Nature's soil kitchen carbohydrates are honest food for your body. Not all carbohydrates will be appropriate for your special body, but carbs are not the enemy. Honest carbohydrates are whole vegetables, whole fruit, whole legumes, beans, and whole grains. Each provides fuel for your body as well as crucial nutrients, vitamins, essential plant magic, phytochemicals you can't get anywhere else, proteins, food for good bacteria, and fiber to keep your body clean. The enemy is dishonest food, convenient, fast, processed, artificial, chemical, and genetically modified. Dishonest food is pristinely packaged and superbly marketed to seduce you. These dishonest foods have divine photos on the packaging to tempt you, but the food on the inside never looks like the image. Honest food is honest because most are naked of packaging to allow you to touch and see their vibrant natural colors. When there is packaging, it is often clear plastic so you can see the truth inside. The more you eat honest foods, the more you become addicted to them. Your digestive juices break down carbohydrates. As they enter the bloodstream, these provide instant energy for your body. Dishonest foods dump too much bad quality energy into your bloodstream too fast. Whole food carbohydrates are slower to break down and enter at a body appropriate speed. Proteins and fats are used for building, maintenance, and repair. But when your body doesn't have enough fuel from carbohydrates, it will convert proteins and fats to provide it. While carbohydrates, protein, and fat all have the ability to provide fuel for the body, each is dramatically unique and alters cellular organ and systemic function. This total change in body function based on the source of fuel is why low glycemic or ketogenic diets benefit or reverse health conditions for certain people with seizure disorders, dementia, Alzheimer's, spastic conditions, intestinal or other, certain autoimmune diseases, and type 2 or pre-diabetic conditions. However, most healthy people do better by including carbohydrates rather than excluding them. Fast rocket fuel type carbohydrates include honest dried fruit, high sugar fruits such as mangoes, grapes, cherries, lychees, figs, honey, and maple syrup. Don't use rocket fuel foods for a moped day. Slow carbohydrates include honest whole grains, legumes, beans, starchy vegetables such as potatoes, corn, winter squash, and low sugar fruits such as green apples, berries, and grapefruit. A good way to understand carbohydrates is to watch kids. Take note of them before they eat, what they eat, then notice the transformation. See the before and after of their energy, behaviors, emotions, choices, and social interactions. Keep watching the progression for several hours after. Why watch kids? Because they have the social freedom without consequences to express raw, unbridled, true responses to their foods and their environment. Kids hoover up rocket fuel and remain wiry thin because their body registers the raw fuel available and the kids cut loose to use it. Adults overfuel, don't use it, and so the body creates a reserve fuel tank by converting it to body fat. Food is not scarce in America. You don't need a reserve fuel tank of fat on your body. Each carbohydrate is unique. Your body responds and uses each in a distinct way. Fruit is not rice, is not a starchy vegetable, is not a bean. Wild rice is not brown basmati rice, is not short grain white rice. Digestive juices, organ function, and body processes vary dramatically to process each as needed. In fact, a raw carrot is not a cooked carrot, is not carrot juice. Each is a very different food for your body. Perfectly prepared or slightly undercooked rice takes longer to break down. It will not enter the bloodstream as fast as overcooked, mushy, sticky rice. The slower the breakdown process of carbohydrates, the more steady your energy will be over a longer period of time. This prevents being on an energy roller coaster. Undercooked and overcooked are not the same. One is not better than the other. The body simply responds to each differently. A person with a compromised digestion or sensitive intestinal lining may do better with overcooked rice with little fiber. What works for one will not be the best for someone else. You live inside your body and are privy to the full insider secret scoop. Begin paying attention to how honest carbohydrates affect you and your body. Notice what variations change results. Diluting the intensity of carbohydrates to include greens, non-starchy vegetables, proteins, and healthy fats will produce a different result than, say, a bowl of white rice with raisins, honey, and cinnamon. I never advocate eating dishonest foods, but I am a big proponent of safe experimentation. Personal experience is the most powerful changemaker and shapeshifter there is. If your learning is accelerated from personal experience, then go ahead and eat a pile of dishonest junk food, but do it with intention and make the most of that experience. How did you feel before? Why did you buy that junk food as opposed to the other options? How did you feel after? Did you beat yourself up mentally and emotionally for what you ate? When did you stop eating? Before it was finished or only because there was nothing left? Was the experiment simply an excuse to eat junk food? How did it influence your interactions with others that day? When did your energy crash? How did you sleep? What happened at the toilet? How did you feel and function the next day? What cravings did you have that and the following days? Was it easier to get back on track eating healthy or harder? Did it aggravate any health conditions? Use the experience to understand yourself and your body better. Be your body's Sherpa. If my body feels droopy, like a plant that needs water, I eat whole grains, maybe winter squash, or I add fruit to my salad. My thinking is hazy when my GI tract is overburdened, so I eat nothing but leafy greens until it all clears. When my muscles are weak, I eat protein. I always pay attention to what my body is telling me at the toilet. I use that information to make fuel adjustments to help my body. The toilet is where the body's end product comes off the assembly line. It has all the information from start to finish. My decision-making process is simple. How is my body feeling? What does my body need from me? What is my day looking like? Do I need fuel? What kind? How much? What will get me to my next meal easily without excess fuel being converted to fat? Your body will feel different each day. Not all carbohydrates are going to be appropriate for your body or lifestyle. Make choices and track what happens to identify patterns. Use what you discover to make better decisions. Do inventory on your energy, thoughts, moods, behaviors, desires, body sensations, toilet experiences, and sleep. Did you make it to the next meal easily? If you have health conditions, then great. Use the symptoms as a way to understand if you are relieving your body or aggravating it. Your body is unique. Be its friend, be its Sherpa. Don't make your body be the Sherpa of your mind or of the media. I am a call away. There is no need to struggle. I would love to work with you. And until my next article in this weight loss series, I wish you the best.